Hello, and welcome to Gotta Classify 'Em All, a new podcast where childhood memories meet science. Each episode, we talk about a Pokemon and the science that may have inspired it. In this episode, we discuss our sixth Pokemon, Squirtle. I'm your co-host and 2000 regional Pokemon tournament winner, Camden Hanslick-Burton, and joining me, as always, is my co-host and Pokemon trainer in training, Margaret Hanslick-Burton.
Welcome to the show! Start. You might be wondering, wait, where's episode 2 or episode 4 or even episode 6? There must be something wrong.
Oh, Margaret, nothing's wrong.
Well, the world is as it...
No, you're
fine. You mean with the podcast.
Yeah, you're fine, okay. There's nothing wrong because episode 2, 4, and even 6 are around, but they're just exclusive to our Patreon supporters.
You can support Gotta Classify 'Em All and our other podcast, Don't Pee on Your Leg and Other Scientific Misconceptions, by supporting us on Patreon, and you, too, can earn access to bonus content.
What bonus content? Well, every other week, we create episodes of Gotta Classify 'Em All, but with a public episode only coming out once a month. So you're going to get the odd-numbered episodes like this one on public feeds of Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. But those even-numbered ones, like 246, are you're only going to get as bonus content on Patreon.
So again, you can support us and gain access to that good bonus content at patreon.com/don'tpeeonyourleg. Now, on to the show!
Okay, Margaret. So, we're getting into it. Squirtle.
Okay.
I know you were excited for him because...
I'm very excited. It's one of the Pokemon that I remember.
Yep. Yeah, and one of the last ones, I think, right?
One of the last ones that I remember?
Yeah.
I remember a couple others, but it's one of the few that I remember well. So, well for me.
Well for you, well got for it. Me. So, Margaret, where do you think their name comes from?
I think it comes from the fact that they look like a turtle and they squirt water?
They do.
Perhaps. Okay, great.
They do. So you remember they look like a turtle. Mm-hmm. What else do you remember about how they look?
I think they have a blue face and feet with a brown shell.
Okay, so they're a turtle-like thing. They have a shell.
Mm-hmm.
They squirt water, question mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to take a
swing at? Is there something I'm not remembering?
It's 8 heads.
No, it's not. It's just one, I think. That's my guess.
All right.
Blue body, brown shell. Can I scroll down?
Can't lose. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, and a little tail. Interesting.
Yeah, it has a little curly tail.
Little curly. Well.
Yeah.
Is it a curly tail or does it just have kind of a whirl on it?
So it says on Bulbapedia it has a tail that curls, which
okay
for it looks like folks a looking at
club.
This, it looks like a club or a beaver's tail that has a little curl mark in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't really understand how this thing is curled.
I'll give it to them. I mean, okay, sure, yes.
What else are you noticing here?
Standing upright.
Yes.
Which is pretty unusual for a turtle or a tortoise.
Yes.
It's pretty darn unusual. Having that big a tail is pretty interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need to balance so much?
I guess because it's standing upright.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Again, those big, big eyes. We got little hands, it looks like, with 3 digits and little toes with 3 feet.
Something that surprised me, too, about Squirtle is for a turtle, and then we'll get into this as far as the turtle-like characteristics it has.
Mm-hmm.
It do seem to be like someone gave him a size too small a shell.
Definitely. Because although I know from past experience that turtles and tortoises can't actually go all the way in their shell or, of course, take their shells off, they do use their shells for protection. They can kind of retract their heads a bit under kind of the awning of the outside apron of the shell. And there is no way that Squirtle's big blue head can ever be protected by this little shell that he's got on. No way.
Yeah. So that is interesting for things that we'll get into here. So mm-hmm. You ready for some facts?
I'm ready.
Go ahead and take a guess at what type of Pokemon.
Water type.
It is water type. Yes. Very good.
Yes.
Some stats. What would you clock this guy at if he were stealing from your shop and you were looking at him as he walks out the door?
I thought you meant that's something that Squirtle does. One of his actions is he steals from your shop. I would say he is 1.5 feet tall and 30 pounds.
He is 1 foot 8 inches, so very close. Thank and you. He's a solid 20 pounds.
Okay, I was not far off.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
So, you know, small little guy. Strengths, weaknesses, what do you think this little fellow would be strong against or weak against?
I mean, he does have a shell, so maybe he's strong against dehydration.
There's not a dehydrating type of Pokemon. Maybe think about the types of Pokemon.
Oh, then he's strong against fire.
Mm-hmm.
He's strong against tiger shark teeth.
Yes, tiger shark
because
types.
Turtles' shells really help with that.
Although it is interesting because I know we're not supposed to go outside the Generation 1 Pokemon, but there's later a Pokemon called Sharpedo, which is a shark torpedo hybrid thing. Whoa. And apparently that's the Squirtle's natural like
enemy?
Predator, which doesn't make sense, I guess, based off what you're saying.
But that Sharpedo is not in the original
Right.
Okay. Huh. All right.
They must be invasive species.
Food for thought. Also, why never seen a turtle with eyebrows?
Maybe that's just the way they crinkled their face.
Okay.
They're good against ice, which I haven't really thought too hard about. Would water be good against ice? I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it melts ice. Mm-hmm. It's also good against steel.
Okay.
They might be going for like
over
a
time,
rust
like an erosion?
Thing. I don't know.
Huh.
They are not good rust. Against a certain type.
Fire.
No, they do well against fire.
Oh, water. Okay.
When do you not want to be standing in water?
When it's being electrocuted.
Yes. So
him and Pikachu.
Not
compatible.
Not compatible, okay. At least when they're fighting each other.
Mm,
And then also grass type, which
you
feels
think
like they,
the water would help. Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't know if they thought they're like, they have to hurt or help, or they have to hurt.
Or do nothing.
Or, yeah, or be hurt by mm-hmm. the helping. There's no, like...
There's no helping.
Yeah, there's no symbiotic relationship.
Okay. There's no, like, little Pokemon village in which the grass-type Pokemon get water
fed
from
by the
water-type... Okay.
I guess not.
I'm sure there's some sort of fan fiction.
I mean, I guess it makes sense in the reverse,
or
which
soon
is,
there
like,
will be.
If Squirtle was fighting a Bulbasaur... I guess it makes sense. The Bulbasaur would be like, this doesn't hurt. This is great.
Yeah, this
so
is good for me.
I don't know why they revert anyway.
All right. Uh-huh.
So there's that. Evolution stages. Do you want to take a guess? It has two others. So there's three stages. First stage
that
being
the
Squirtle.
That seems to be pretty standard.
Yeah, especially in the beginning.
Squirtle, Squarmander, Squarmillion.
That would be funny.
That was the most... just... humoring me laugh.
No, it wasn't a fake laugh.
Oh,
no, that's a fake laugh.
Oh, good one.
War
good one.
Turtle, which we'll talk about next episode.
What?
Yeah.
War Turtle?
Yeah.
I have a...
And then Blastoise.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not every evolution has anything to do with the name of the one before it.
No, I'm realizing now that Char sort of set you up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Charmander, Charmeleon, Charizard.
This has the... Well, that doesn't even have the Ortles. This
no.
Blastoise.
Really Squirtle, War Turtle, and Blastoise.
Yeah.
Wait.
We'll try to
Blastoid
get some...
Blastoise or Blastoise?
Blastoise.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
So, yeah, there's that. Pokédex entry. Ready?
Yep.
Squirtle. After birth, its back swells and hardens into a shell.
Ew.
Powerfully sprays foam from its mouth.
Stop.
Shoots water at prey while in the water. Withdraws into its shell when it's in danger.
It can't. He can't.
All right, what's sticking out?
His head is only fontanelle and he's just...
What's the fontanelle for our listeners?
The fontanelle is that soft, like a soft spot on a baby's head. It eventually hardens, I think.
So you think that maybe...
I think that maybe Squirtle is all fontanelle.
I don't like this idea of the Squirtle being a soft-shelled
like
turtle.
Yeah, sounds like his shell hard.
I didn't know that. When I was preparing for this episode and I read that, I was surprised. I had never heard this before.
Who writes the Pokedex? I know I've asked you this before.
Gene?
No, I mean the Pokemon.
I think Pokemon scientists. Yes.
Okay.
Pokeologist.
It's not like a Wikipedia where people who.
No. It's not like fan. Like this is
fans.
In the canon.
Okay. Yes. This is canonical. Okay.
We try to stick to canon here.
Sure.
Interesting. Shoots water at prey while in the water.
At prey or at other fighters, because that's different.
Have we talked about this before?
No.
The fact that, are there animals?
Like, is Squirtle trying to kill to eat? Or is Squirtle just trying to kill?
Right. Well, because there's fighting. But then there's like, because in the TV show, they show them eating like human food. Sometimes like Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, but
we'll
he's
be
a
eating
human
like
person.
Rice.
Okay, but he's
and
a human
then they'll
person.
Show Squirtles like eating rice with them or something.
But then why would Squirtle need to catch prey?
Well, the other thing I hadn't thought about is I have to think back. Are there instances where there's like a mosquito in the like are there animals that aren't Pokemon in this world? I mean there's humans.
There's gotta be.
Wait, so if there's humans, are there monkeys?
Are there monkey type Pokemon?
Yeah. But not monkey type, but monkey looking.
Okay.
But now I'm thinking like.
If you have, okay, listener, if you have an opinion on prey versus opponent in a fight, please email because I would really like some clarification. Because shoots water at prey would mean it to me that that's outside of the Pokemon fighting arena.
GottaClassify@gmail.com.
Yeah, GottaClassify@gmail.com. Yeah, thank you.
This might be our first Pokedex entry that really...
I'm really questioning the ethics.
...hits you. Well, and just with the metaphysical, are there food for these Pokemon
that aren't...
Because there are insect Pokemon that we'll get to, and that's sort of terrifying to watch it like bite the head off a Weedle.
A Weedle? I can't even imagine what a Weedle would be.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Wow. Fighting right. moves. Tackle is an old favorite.
Classic.
Tail whip.
Classic.
Bubble. That's new.
Bubble.
You can guess.
They make a little protection bubble around themselves.
Oh, that's a good idea. Or... No, they blow bubbles at their opponent and it hurts somehow.
Okay.
Water gun.
They have weapons?
No, it's just they shoot out their mouth.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
pistol.
Although War Turtle sounds like he might have some sort of
tank.
Yeah,
he does have a Tommy machine gun. But that is the only Pokemon that has a weapon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Bite. Withdraw. Can you guess what withdraw does?
It signals a retreat to the other Pokemon.
So there is retreat in the game.
Oh, really?
But that all Pokemon can do that.
Okay.
Withdraw is not that.
Withdraw.
Think turtles.
Like... Oh, withdraws into his or her shell.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, I'd like to see that.
It would be a sad sight. Be like, oh, stop, little guy. You're going to hurt your head.
You're going to hurt your head.
Like watching a dog try
to
get its head back through the fence.
Or watching a dog trying to get a sweater that's too small, get her head out of a sweater that's too small. I've watched Satchel do that. It was my fault. She grew quickly.
While in the sweater?
No. It was a sweater she... Okay.
Another one is Skull Bash, which when I think of Skull Bash, when I read that, I was like, wow, I forgot that name. Sounds like a thing that you don't want to have happen to you.
Correct.
But you remember, these are attacks. So they are willingly.
So he, like, the Squirtle bashes their skull.
Yes. And I looked it back up. It's a two-step process.
Okay.
So it takes two moves for Skull Bash to occur. The first part of the move is that it tucks its head in. And then the second part is it attacks, which feels like a thing you should do quickly and not take two moves to do. Because if I see that little guy like...
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, like, I know what's going to happen
move
here.
Move out of the way then.
Hold on, I need to do what I usually do and look up Squirtle anatomy.
Oh no.
Preference. Well, maybe I should here. Do x-ray. I'll do x-ray.
Okay,
I'll do x-ray.
I'm going to get... Because
there has to be a lot of space.
Here, don't hit enter. Don't look at it yet. Just click something, but don't look at it yet.
Okay.
I got one more for you, which is Hydro Pump. And we'll talk more about all of these with the other evolutions.
Okay.
So I got some fun facts. You want to hit us with start off fun facts about Squirtle with its an x-ray?
Yes.
Go for it.
And the fun fact is there aren't a lot of those. There's one image of the skeleton, which makes sense, I guess. It doesn't look like with that kind of fan art that there would be enough room for Squirtle to put their head back inside their body. That's what I'm trying to figure out while I'm Googling this.
Like images of it tucked in?
Yeah. Okay, so I found this thing, Deviant Art. See, no, not enough room, not enough space. No way, no how, no. He's got little organs in there. No, it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense. Okay.
I'll hit you some others. Please. Squirtle is one of the original three starter Pokemon you might remember.
Right.
So do you remember what the three starter Pokemon you get to choose as a newbie in the Pokemon?
Charmander.
Is one.
What was our first? Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
And Squirtle.
Now Squirtle. So okay. We have now talked about the three starter Pokemon that your uncle, do you remember who your uncle is in this when you start off as Ash Ketchum?
Yes, his name is Cinders.
Professor
Cinders.
Nope.
No. Mm-mm.
Professor Oak.
That sounds like it's a tree, though.
Yeah.
Are there plant Pokemon? Yeah, well,
we'll get there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But yes, there are Pokemon that look like plants. Bulbasaur certainly sort of does.
Sort of.
So Ash goes to get a Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm talking about this is in the TV show, he wakes up late. He sleeps in.
Is this the
first episode? In the very first episode. Yes, sleeps in.
Ash sleeps in.
He's so excited to go that he doesn't sleep, but then falls asleep, wakes up, realizes it's really late, runs.
That is a classic. He should maybe look at taking Zoloft because that's an anxiety move right there.
he's burning the Pokeball at both ends.
He's burning the... Yeah, go ahead.
So, well, I forgot. It's like a Harry Potter situation where every preteen at 10 years old gets a Pokemon.
Oh.
And I had forgotten that. So he was very excited because it was the day that he gets to pick one out. He had slept in, and I didn't know this. There's only like a few. Like, there's not just like an endless, which makes sense, like an endless number of Squirtles around. So when he goes, all of those Pokemon have been taken. And so Professor Oak's like, I have this weird one. Do you want it? And he was like, yes, please, sir.
It's Squirtle?
No.
Oh.
Who's Ash always seen with?
Pikachu.
So.
But that's like an advanced Pokemon, I feel like.
Well, now we see Pikachu. Now. But in the TV show, he's like, oh, this is a weird one.
Yeah, but Pikachu's so cute. How could you be mad?
Yeah, I mean... Nintendo knew what they were doing.
Sure.
They're like, yeah, we're going to make this one be like the runt. And in fact, everyone
I guess
loves it.
If Professor Oak was like, here's a weird one, and then it turned out to be weird and bad, then that wouldn't be a show.
Yeah, like get Goldeen. You're like, cool.
Hey.
So, yeah, there's that. And because you mentioned it, there is a thing called the Squirtle Gang in the series.
What? Did I mention that?
You mentioned, robbing a store, and you said, are they prone to thievery?
Yeah.
And they are.
What?
Well, they're a gang. It's Squirtles who have been abandoned by their owners in this TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And so they form up a little gang and they wear cool sunglasses.
Do they inflict violence and property?
They're sort of like, yeah, they like spray paint stuff.
That's cool though.
Yeah. They're hip. They don't break people's legs or something.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like the system failed them because
Yeah, they were abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So of course they're going to find their own means of survival and recreation.
Yeah, if you don't, you know, if you're not loved by your community, mm-hmm. you'll burn it down to feel its warmth. That's Someone said that.
That's right. I think it was Professor Oak.
Professor Oak. All right. So that's a lot about Squirtle. Margaret and I are going to go into our shells for 20 minutes and find some living, non-living biological things and their traits that resemble what this Pokemon can do. Margaret, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go.
What is the Pokemon theme song, by the way? God, oh, God. It's like, gotta catch 'em all.
Oh, my God. We're going to get sued. All right. The research is done.
We're back.
Let's do this.
Our eyes are dilated. We went to the optometrist in between.
Yep, because eye health is next to
godliness health.
And we're both with all the lights off, big old screens, because our eyes look
can't read.
Here we go.
All right, so I'm gonna spin this wheel of names to see who goes first.
It's not really spinning there.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. Kim Margaret. Satchel is licking a peanut butter bone in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
What is it?
It's you by a hair.
Wow. It's because it loves me. Oh. I pay it every time.
All right. Go ahead.
Buy the premium version of Spin That Wheel.
Go ahead.
Okay. Margaret.
Yes.
I took a passage from the Pokédex for my
I did
research.
Too.
I focused on the part where it says, after birth, its back swells and hardens into a shell. Okay. I don't like, we're ignoring the word like swells. Mm-hmm. So for citations, I went to Wikipedia about turtles. I effing love science and YouTube. And I'll explain why YouTube, because I know that's not exactly always a reliable source, sure. But I'll explain it in a bit.
Okay.
So Margo, what is a turtle shell? I think we need to figure that out first.
I believe it is made of keratin. It's a protective part of their body mm-hmm. that is usually, in most cases, hard, so that it's harder for predators' teeth to get the turtle inside.
Good job. Yes. So
although it's all part of the turtle.
So it is the outer layer is made of keratin, mm-hmm. Which that outer layer has is called the scutes. Which is Latin for shield. Scutes is very cute. It's a very cute name for a thing.
Scutes
on the
I think that are they the individual tiles
yes.
on the
yes.
shell?
Okay. And they are made very good. They're made of keratin, like our fingers and nails or the horns.
Fingernails.
Yes. On our yes. What did I say? Oh my gosh.
Fingers and nails.
Fingernails and hair. Horns on animals are made out of keratin, and so are the scutes on a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, it's for protection. It is mostly, so that outer layer is keratin scutes, but the below that is bone. So it is modified pelvis, ribs, and spine bones through years of evolution, mm-hmm. millions of years of evolution. One person just said, think of it as like your rib cage and spine are outside of you. And that's kind of,
no thanks.
Yeah. It's a wild thing to think of,
no
but
thanks.
That. Really kind of helps you think about the fact that it is part, like it is just modified rib cage and bones.
Because I think some people have that misconception of, well, a turtle, it's like someone wearing a jacket. A turtle can just come out of its shell. No, it cannot. No, it
yes.
can't. It can't.
So it is bone and like it is your rib cage or it is their rib cage. It is their spine. And mm-hmm. so you make a great point, which I was going to share too, is that.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. We shouldn't say sorry on this show.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
You should be sorry that you said sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it can't be removed. Similar how you can't really get rid of your rib cage.
No.
Or your spine without bad things happening to you. Turtles cannot slip out of their shell. So all those Disney...
Don't try those cartoons.
Cartoons, whatever you watched as a kid, were not true. So, oh, another cute thing about this is... So your hair and nails, if you touch them, are not they're innervated. Yeah. So they're connected to your nervous mm-hmm. system. So you can sense things through that.
Right.
Which we all kind of know is like they're not completely like dead feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why if you Googled turtles dancing in the rain or under a faucet,
yeah.
Have you seen this?
Uh-huh.
They do like a little wiggle
mm-hmm.
because they can feel it. And that is not the first time I will share something in this segment about something about turtles that will make you just die of happiness. So let's get into the other things. So that's what a turtle shell is. What is inside the turtle shell, Margaret?
It's their internal organs.
Yeah, things. Their vital organs. It's not empty as mm-mm. other cartoons might make you think. it is, it's their rib cage. So everything that it's protecting most of their essential organs, including their lungs. And I share that because something we don't maybe think about because it just happens automatically. We breathe through the contraction of our rib cage contracts and expands along with other muscles.
Mm-hmm.
You may have noticed a turtle does not expand its shell to breathe.
No.
So it has muscles inside that help it do that.
Okay.
I
hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that either with the rib cage. And the only reason I share that is because they also have a fun way of breathing that's not just through their mouth. What else can they do, Margaret?
Is it through their butt?
They can. And not technically through their butt.
Sure. Through their buttal region.
Yes. So they can breathe through their cloaca, which is a part of some animals that is also where they can pee and urinate and lay eggs through.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can absorb oxygen.
It's the true business end.
The business end, yes.
Business gets done down there. Important business.
A lot of important business, including breathing for turtles. Mm-hmm. For some turtles, when they're in the water, they can even, I didn't know this, they can even absorb oxygen from the water.
Oh,
when they are breathing or when they are underwater for a long period of time, or even hibernating. Turtles will hibernate. Some turtles will hibernate underwater, even frozen lakes. Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? They
yes.
just lower their metabolism to such levels that they can pull small amounts of oxygen out of the water, or even just run without oxygen for a while they hibernate. Isn't that wild?
That is.
Turtles are amazing.
Incredible.
So all of this to say, that's fun stuff about turtles. The point was that the turtle Squirtle shell swells and hardens. Here's where the other really cute part came into my research. And I did it because I'm very brave and, did the cute stuff for science. I went straight to a primary source. I watched a lot of videos of little tortoises and turtles hatching out of eggs. Because I want to know, I was starting to read about, this is silly. I could just watch them hatch.
Yep.
And that will tell me. And guess what, Margaret? When they hatched...
They're already hard.
They had shells.
They had shells.
And so I should clarify that there are some, you mentioned earlier, there are some shells, some tortoises or turtles.
Turtles, I think.
That do not have shells.
Or they have soft shells.
Yes, I should clarify, soft-shelled turtles. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a good thing when we talk about shells. I think most people, when they think of the shell, like you were talking about, think of that keratinized scutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have that.
Mm-mm.
But their rib cage and spine are still... sort of external from their organs and form a protective layer that we think of as shell. So that, they are soft shelled because they just don't have that extra layer of keratin, but there are soft shelled turtles.
Interesting. And I have a quick question. Is there a Pokemon that looks like a crab?
Yes, we will get into crab.
Okay.
It has a very creative name too.
But I won't go into molting yet.
Yeah. And I'll so, they do hatch with a shell. The ones that, they all have a shell, but even the ones that have the keratinized scutes, they will be softer. So I did look into caring for tortoises and turtles and, they are softer, but they do harden.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of got a little point there.
Right.
And just our nails and bones, what do we need to have those be healthy?
Biotin.
Calcium,
yes.
Important vitamins and minerals. So it's very important if you're raising a tortoise or turtle, or just so you know.
Give them an adult multivitamin.
No, but they do need essential vitamins and minerals just like us to have healthy, ultimately hard shells after a few weeks or months of being a little turtle.
That is great, Camden. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that this podcast afforded you the opportunity to watch turtles and tortoises hatching.
Between that and watching the little turtle butt waggle and dance under the rain, I almost snuffed it mid research.
And what did you mention your sources for that one, Camden?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, great.
YouTube, Wikipedia, I effing love science.
Great, great, great. Thank you.
Interviewed some turtologists.
Turtologists and some turtles. So I really resonated with Squirtle's ability to shoot water at prey while in the water.
You resonated with
it? I resonated with that. I guess I didn't resonate with it. I thought it was interesting.
I was going to say, because I too like to sit in water and shoot.
Yes.
Things. Yeah.
Yes. So I thought about something that sounded very similar to that ability, or an animal in real life that has that ability, and that's the archer fish.
Oh, yeah.
So for this one, my sources are National Geographic's World's Deadliest, a BBC Earth article by Alex Riley, and the Smithsonian Channel YouTube channel. And if you're wondering why I used a lot of videos, it's because, again, we got our eyes dilated and I couldn't read anything very well. So really, listening was the only way to do research this
great
time.
Job using your surroundings.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So yes, the Pokedex said that Squirtle can shoot water at prey while in the water. Now, I scoured the internet, which means I took 3 minutes to try to find an instance of Squirtle shooting water at prey while actually in the water, and I could not find it.
You know, when I read that Pokedex entry, I thought, that's a weird qualification that it has to be in the water.
Yeah, I looked at clips from Pokemon, the show. I watched people play Super Smash and use Squirtle while they were doing it. Yep. And I even saw someone make a water fountain out of a bird bath and a Squirtle action figure. I watched the Detective Pikachu trailer. And in that trailer, there are CGI wild Squirtles in the water, but they aren't shooting any prey.
They weren't hungry.
Yeah, so I did not find it. But regardless of Squirtle's actual usage of this move, this attack seems like the same move of the archerfish. And the archerfish, Camden, you've heard of this animal, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I love this animal.
Yes. So it lives in the tropics of Asia and Australia. It's often found in mangrove forests. And it is one of the few aquatic predators that hunts prey that lives on land. So it eats things like bugs, small lizards, anything really that moves above it that's small enough, the archerfish will try to eat and capture. So they blend in with the shaded water because they've got this great patterning on their backs. And I learned that they were first mentioned around 1764 in the scientific record. So what we're skirting around is that they shoot water at prey from in the water. And then that prey falls into the water to be eaten by the archerfish. It's amazing.
Yeah. If you've, yeah, please, after this episode, Google it. Because
watch some slow-mo videos.
Yeah, I can't really capture how amazing this fish is.
No. So this fish, there are multiple species, but they tend to be around 6 inches long, and they can hit prey up to 5 feet away.
Yeah, they're not big. You watch them, they look like a bluegill shooting water at something.
Mm-hmm. So I calculate if they're around 6 inches long and can hit prey at least, you know, over 5 feet away, what would that mean for Squirtle's range?
Oh, I was wondering why you were doing this math. I saw Margaret like, what's his height? Weight? Okay.
Yeah. So it's around 17 feet away. That's impressive.
Well, that seems canonical.
Yeah. That seems pretty impressive. So the way that it happens is the archerfish forms a tube with their tongue, and they do that by kind of putting their tongue on the groove at the bottom of their mouth. And they squeeze their gill covers to shoot water.
Oh, does that make sense? Like they create like a little vacuum.
Little tube with their tongue, and then they like squeeze their gill covers to shoot the water out.
I should try that sometime.
But really, if you think about it, this is amazing because they are looking up at prey in the trees, and that water is being refracted.
I was hoping you were going to get to this.
Water, it's not an accurate...
Yeah, I always talk to my students about how wild evolution is, and this is one of the examples that you're talking about.
Yes. So they can shoot the water in such a way that it's not impacted by the water's refraction, and it's also not impacted by gravity, or it is impacted by gravity, but they take that into account.
Yes.
The falling water coming back down. Amazing.
They're amazing, like a calculus.
Yes. Because
yeah,
they also they also calculate the weight of the target and use that figure to learn how much water they need to use.
Yeah, it's just like when you see a straw get put in water and it bends, that's the angle they have to adjust for.
Right.
Like us, it'd be hard enough to shoot water at anything that wasn't that was in air with us. Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it took scientists a long time to figure out how such a tiny fish could shoot water powerful enough to knock insects out of a tree. And long story short, a team of physicists from the University of Milan discovered in 2012 that the speed of the water that the archer fish shot out increased over time. So it was kind of like, you know, it makes this little stream when you look at it in slow motion. I think they did like 1,000 frames a second. And the last droplets of water are they're moving more quickly than the first droplets of water. So they kind of push the first droplets along, and eventually it merges to create this one large, fast-moving water droplet. So it's not really about the archer fish having specialized muscles. It's about how the fish controls the water. And biologists found that archer fish open and close their mouths constantly and in very specific ways while they're shooting out this jet of water. And that also has to do with the speed that it happens at. It's
wild.
Incredible. They are also very smart, of course. It's thought that they may be able to learn new skills like hitting moving targets while watching other archer fish. And
that's so cool.
But like all other animals, if you can take the easy way out, you will, because sometimes other archer fish will hang out together and steal the prey from other fish after they've shot an insect into the water. So
that does seem smart.
But that is the archer fish. And I think that Squirtle shares, you know, some similarities with that animal.
Well, thanks, Margaret.
You're welcome.
Speaking of similarities.
You're welcome.
Let's get into the rating of this Pokemon.
Okay.
So every episode, 0 to 5 Pokeballs on how real this organism is. So Squirtle, we talked about the archer fish comparison. We talked about how its little shell develops. Margaret, how many Pokeballs are you giving it?
0 Pokeballs. Oh, hello, recycling truck. 0 Pokeballs being...
This can't be found in nature.
This has nothing, no similarities
to anything.
To 5 being like, I've seen this animal.
10 is like...
There is no 10. There's no 10. There's just
5. 5 Pokeballs is like, this is...
This is real.
Practically a thing that already exists.
I'm going to give it I'm going to give it a 4.
I was going to give it a 4,
really?
Margaret.
Because
this is our highest rating by far.
There are... things that don't exist that couldn't happen, really, like such a big head to try to get coverage by the shell for protection, that can't happen. They're really long curly tail, but otherwise it's kind of realistic. It's much more realistic than, say, a Charizard.
All of them. This is our first,
yeah,
I think 3 plus Pokeball rating. The turtle, you know, I kind of scoffed when it was like, it hardens at birth, and I'm like, that's weird, but turtle shells do harden. They can shoot water.
You're giving it a 4 as well.
I'm giving it a 4. Its name is Squirtle because it's a squirting turtle. And that's kind of what this guy, now I guess real turtles don't squirt,
they don't squirt water, no.
So I guess we're giving him some bonus points for resembling a real life thing. So I don't know. I'll stick with, I'll give it a 4. I'm being generous. I'm sure I won't give a 4 when we get into the hundreds, you know.
I'm wondering if we should have increased it to like 0 to 10 scale. Maybe we'll do that in the future.
That's really going to throw people off. They'll have to create like an equation.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, okay. 4, our most realistic Pokemon yet.
Well done, Squirtle. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. You can support our show and other shows like Don't Pee on Your Leg and Other Scientific Misconceptions by supporting us, as always, on Patreon.
You can go to patreon.com/don'tpeeonyourleg and you can support us and earn access to bonus content.
Gotta Classify 'Em All is produced every other week, with public episodes published once a month. Odd number episodes are on public feeds, and our even number episodes are just for bonus content supporters on Patreon.
So again, join us, support us, and gain access to bonus content at patreon.com/don'tpeeonyourleg. Don't forget also to subscribe to our podcast and to leave a written review. That really helps us out. That helps new listeners find us.
You can find more content from us on our social media pages on Instagram at Don't Pee On Your Leg,
Twitter at Don't Pee On Your Leg,
Facebook at facebook.com/don'tpeeonyourleg.
Gotta Classify 'Em All is a podcast produced by Two Birds, One Scone. Articles, blog posts, and more about what you can do every day to conserve our environment can be found at twobirdsonescone.org.
Our original theme music is by Riley Taylor and Camillo.
And if you have a question, comment, or you want to suggest anything to us for future episodes, please email us at gottaclassify@gmail.com.
Have a great week.
Bye. Squatter.
Thank you.